Joshua News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm with the Crime Prevention Deputy, Ed Frank. Please tell me a little bit about this exciting new development.
Well, we have a, first off, Saturday from 10 to 2 is the National DEA Drug Takeback. This occurs every 6 months. And what the DEA asks you to do, and we join with them, and we ask you to empty your medicine cabinets out and bring us all your unused, outdated, unwanted prescription medications. People don't know what to do with them. They are not good to have in the homes, and you can't just flush them and put them in the landfills anymore because it contaminates our groundwater and our landfills. So we want you to bring them out to us. But we now have a 24-hour-a-day drop box for the same prescription drugs here at the sheriff's office.
That's really exciting because I do know, I mean, even me personally, you end up and you maybe get your wisdom teeth out or whatever, and then you have leftover pills and you don't want to make the water nasty or, you know, heaven forbid, I know some people will have people break into their house and take their stuff and use these kind of things in ways they shouldn't. So I think it's really good that y'all are doing this where we have more than just one time of year to turn in those drugs.
Right. As we know, sometimes we get busy. This happens to be a game day for us this Saturday. So how many people are going to be at the game? How many people don't want to get in the traffic of the game to get out and actually come down here to our one little location that we have? We try to get more officers involved, but being a game day, they're all working the game. So we're limited on officer supply. So it just ends up always being, seems to be an inconvenient time. So now that we have it 24/7, it's always time.
All right. So where exactly will the drop box be, please?
Well, the drop box for Saturday will be out in the front parking lot. You can drive through and we'll hand you a flyer to our full-time box. Well, the full-time box is in that same driveway, but you have to park and actually walk into the front lobby of the sheriff's office, and that's where the box is located.
Would you mind please telling me the address just in case somebody
sure.
doesn't know where the office is?
1700 Highway 21 West. We are right in between the Juvenile Detention Center and A1 Wrecker. You can't really miss us. It's an administration building for the sheriff's office.
All right. And is it true that it's an anonymous service?
Sure. It is under constant surveillance, just to make sure that nobody tries to violate it or damage it. But it's just come walk in and put your stuff in there. It's your stuff. You know, it's your prescription drugs, so there's no reason to be shy about it or anything. But, you know, it is anonymous. When we get them, we will take them out of the locked area. We empty the box daily, and we just put it in a different container in a vault room. And when DEA takes it, they incinerate it, so your information on the bottles and all will be secure. So,
and how long, please, have you been working on this project?
Well, I've been trying the last couple of years to get this up and running, but the cost of the box and different things, it was just unable to do. Just so happens this year, the health department had some money that they could use for a community service program, and this is serving the community, so they purchased the box for us. And so with their help, we got this program up and running, and they're behind us all.
And how much did the program cost, please?
Well, the box cost $800. So that's it's a substantial fund that we do not have budgeted money for. So that was that cost, and we have some other donations. The co-op in Bryan, they donated a locked a vessel for us to store them into our vault. And also our alumni association, they paid for the stickers and all of the advertising that we put on the box. So the sheriff's office is actually out nothing but our time.
All right. Well, and would you mind please just going over some of the kinds of things people will be able to dispose there?
Sure. Any unwanted, outdated, over-the-counter or prescription drugs. We do not take sharps or syringes and needles. We do not take mercury thermometers. We do not take, what else, inhalants. We do not take those. So if you have the asthma inhalers and stuff like that, we do not accept those because they should explode. So we don't want those. We do not take hydrogen peroxide because a lot of times that'll leak. The betadine, iodine, the liquids like that, we do not take.
But you do take veterinary medicines, correct?
We do. Animal medicines are the same as human medicines. They're just a lot of times in different potencies. So, yes, we will accept those, too, because they're just as dangerous.
And I also see on this list, it looks like vitamins and samples and narcotics.
Yes, narcotics and stuff. Vitamins, if they're just regular vitamins, they can go in the landfill. But if they are a prescription vitamin of any sort, of prenatals and stuff like that, yes, we would take those.
All right. Okay, well, is there anything else you'd like to talk about it or anything you're most excited about or anything you'd like people to know?
I'm just excited that we're giving people an option to not have to wait 6 months. We go out there and I give lectures to people about the upcoming trends of the teens and the youth. And this is one of the big trends, is to steal these drugs. And they learn on the internet how they can violate them and use them. Well, you know, everybody has this stuff in their home, like we talked about earlier. So this is a great way to get it out of your home so we don't worry about it coming back to the streets. And also we don't contaminate our landfills and our water. So, I think it's a plus-plus.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Deputy Frank. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.